episode number 281, 2011 Camaro convertible to pace the Indy 500.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Another week, another episode.
One heck of a weekend I just wrapped up.
Yeah.
Tip up town at Houghton Lake, Michigan, man. Snowmobiles galore. And I even hung out with a podcast, site member first and foremost. And then, of course, podcast listener, CR97WS6. Hey, Corey, good to meet you out there. It turns out I met him before a few years back at one of my events. But definitely cool to hang out and talk snowmobiles. And I'll be out there next week, too. Weekend, too. So anybody else going up there? Had to throw that out there. But there's something that comes next that you just got to tease.
Yeah. If you're listening to the show now, okay, don't turn it off this week. Okay?
Especially
if you own a 92 Camaro.
Or know somebody who has a 92 Camaro.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later.
This is really
you could have one of something.
Even if this car is a beater piece of crap by now, there's something about this one car that'll probably make it worth more than the sticker price to somebody.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a little bit. It's pretty cool. But the big news as of recent here is, of course, the Indy Pace car. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, this got announced this week at the Barrett Jackson auction. I think it was Thursday night.
I believe so, yeah.
And they unveiled it, and it looks just like a...
Wow, looks kind of familiar.
Yeah.
It has a familiarity to it.
Like a 69 Pace car? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it looks kind of a 60s. Yeah, I think so. But
69s?
I couldn't help but notice another similarity that kind of hits close to home, personally. Yeah. And you know, Chris, you're going to link this up in the show notes, of course.
I
also posted this in that thread. But it looks strikingly like my Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 2 release that I released back, 2007, 2006? I don't quite remember when they all blend together here. But 2007, actually. Very, very similar. And very cool. I'm glad. I'm flattered. It's a coincidence because we're just both borrowing from a classic design. But the stripes aren't quite sitting well with folks.
And, you know, I think what it might be, it looks a little bit better on the Pace car here. But I think the mail slot kind of, I don't know, if the mail slot kind of breaks it up right in the front there. But they're two distinct stripes that go down. Is that red or orange? That's orange.
I want to say it's actually maybe a combination of the both.
Reddish orange.
New version of it.
Well, okay.
Well, the fact that they're so close together and very narrow, people say they look like the stripes on a Mustang.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
I can see it. But, you know, they're also two stripes.
Yeah. They're rally stripes.
But they're not heritage stripes, which look good on the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like going to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And having your grandmother walk out of the kitchen with the big platter full of fish. It just, you know, you're used to it. But we're looking through the pictures here in the thread. See the dash treatment?
Yeah, it looks like the continuation of the stripes right across there.
Well, guess what? Somebody, and I forgot who, but at the Michigan F-Body meet and greet that our good buddy Meissen puts on every year, that's a great show in Milford, Michigan, they did that with their Camaro.
Just continued the stripes of the interior?
Into the dash, yeah, because they had, a white car with orange heritage stripes, and they copied it in the interior. It looked really good. I got a picture of it somewhere. I should see if I can find it. We'll post it. So we're both ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're only going to produce 50 of the Indianapolis 500 Festival Committee cars. So...
above all, it looks pretty darn good. Yeah. And before we go any further, we got to thank our buddy, of course, Camaro Scotty, for posting that information.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty sharp with that. Sometimes Newsbot beats him to the punch, but not too often.
I was posting it just as he posted it.
Did he beat you?
He beat me. Yeah. That was funny, though.
But this is front page news on CamaroZ28.com, along with a couple other things.
It looks like it's going to be a regular 2SS convertible car with the appearance package of a Indy 500 Pace car, so... the first one sold at Barrett Jackson for $275,000.
Wowie.
And the person who actually bought that car gets to drive it in the Indy 500 too. So
you mean they get to race that car in the Indy 500? Because for that kind of money, I think they should.
If anybody, they should let Al Oppenheimer drive one in the Indy 500.
Yeah. They should let me do it too, just because, you know, I suggested it. You hear that, Indy 500 committee? I want to ride shotgun.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know what? I'm indifferent about the stripes. It's just cool to see it. It's just cool to see it. Yeah. You know,
I can't wait to see one in person.
Yeah. Hopefully we will, if they're only going to make 50 of them.
Yeah. They're going to be pretty damn rare.
Right. Right on. So if you're going to buy one, let us know. Send us pictures.
Yeah.
What else we got here going on?
It was just announced this week as well, and this is also from Page News, that Baldwin Motion is getting back into the game of making a Camaro. Well, I think it's actually some dealerships are getting together to resurrect the Baldwin Motion name, and they're going to put out a special edition Camaro using that name. Denoyer Chevrolet in Albany, New York.
Okay.
Are teaming up with Redline Motorsports to bring their Copo HTR Camaro. And they're teaming up with Joel Rosen to resurrect the Baldwin Motion Camaros. So I guess Joel Rosen started the Motion Performance Shop and partnered with Baldwin's to produce all those Camaros back in the day. So they're doing it again.
So far, all we have is an artist rendering, and it looks, well, I got to tell you, a touch cartoony.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's also what artist renderings sometimes are.
Looks like they're going to do like a phase one through phase three LS7 427 or an LSX 454 in these cars. So it's going to be pretty badass.
Yeah, it's definitely carrying the Baldwin Motion trademark with the white tail end or the different color tail end of it and the quick stripe running through. But, you know, it's another special edition, tuner edition, dealer edition, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that there's just that one more person, one more company, one more group involved in the car.
Yeah, this is going to be cool.
Good stuff. So we don't really have a whole lot more time for latest and greatest news, so we want to hit you with the top ones because, Chris, we got like a ton of voicemails just out of nowhere.
Just a bunch of people calling in this week, and we got a couple emails this week as well.
Sure so, do.
We're going to be able to put these in the can this week for the voicemail contest.
Oh, that's right.
For the month of January.
We're running. Is this it? Is this the end of?
Might be the last.
No, I think we've got one more day. One more week. So, well, let's kick them off here. The voicemails that we received. Thanks for everybody calling in. Let's hear them.
Okay.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Chris Treviso. I just got done listening to your Z28 podcast. Excuse me. And I just want to say that thank you. You guys did an awesome job of telling the story for me. And it really was just such an amazing trip. By far the most amazing trip I will ever go on ever in my entire life. It was just such an honor meeting Mr. Welburn and all the other fine gentlemen and ladies of Chevrolet and GM and the Camaro team. And although I did not hear any Z28 rumors, I tried to get some information from them. They all told me that stay tuned, and there's lots of Camaro stuff coming in the near future. So thank you again, and great show, guys. Keep up the good work. All right, bye.
Cool. We talked about Chris last week.
Yeah, yeah, you know, neat experience.
He's referencing, too. He got a deal of a lifetime. GM actually brought him out to the North American International Auto Show in Detroit and showed him around.
A deal?
Yeah, it was like the deal of a lifetime, man.
Opportunity, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Chris, I know you're listening. At least you should be. What's wrong with you if you're not? But then you won't hear me criticize you. I got your Facebook message, and I'd love would have met up with you in Detroit because he was back again this past weekend. But I was up north with the snowmobile clan. So. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have definitely loved to show you though. You okay there?
Yeah. I'm good.
He's breathing in that fine Detroit air right now. But Chris, that's awesome you called in. We're glad you called in, and thanks for listening.
You ready for the next one?
I sure am. At least I hope so.
Hey, guys. It's Chris again. I guess you just can't really get rid of me. Anyway, I forgot. I wanted to mention one thing that I would like to share with the entire 5th-gen community, and that is when I was at the North American International Auto Show, there is one thing that really stood out about GM as a whole, and that really is that all through the ranks, from the social media people, Deb and Chris and Connie and Lisa and everyone else, up to Mr. Stevens. They're genuinely passionate about building the best product that they possibly can. And they really take a lot of time and consideration and care into their work to make sure that all of us as enthusiasts can enjoy the best possible car. And I'm pretty sure that everyone could agree with that, because I know I love my Camaro more than anything, pretty much. So just wanted to relay that to you guys and let the whole 5th Gen family out there know that GM really backs us up, and they really care about us as customers. All right, take care.
He's right on the money.
Oh, definitely.
It shows in the product.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the beginning stages. I mean, look at 2006 when they first introduced this car.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, how they started bringing people, you know, they brought us to Milford to drive the car. And then they got the disciples together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's just, yeah, obvious that.
But even the people that turn the wrenches, from the people that you know, use the ink pens to make the deals happen in GM, all the way down to the people that turn the wrenches, everybody's proud of this car, and it shows. It means something to them. It's not just a job. This car means something to them. And Chris hit it right on the nail on the head. So
awesome.
All right, we got another one?
Sure do.
Good grief.
Hi, I actually just came across your website, and I had a question about renting a Camaro for a wedding, if it's possible, or if you know how and where or who I can contact to get the ball rolling on this. I'm actually looking for something similar to Bumblebee from Transformers, the yellow car with the black stripes. So if it's possible at all, or if you have any information for me at all, give me a call back. My phone number.
Okay.
Hey, what's her number? She sounded rather attractive.
I don't know how she... Obviously, she Googled us, or somebody gave us a number. Well, if you're listening, I forgot what her name was.
I don't know, but...
There's rental car agencies.
Avis.
Avis is one of
Avis,
them, right?
Yep. I just did a quick search, Camaro car rental on Google. First thing, Avis. Camaro, the ultimate cool car, according to Avis. And absolutely, you can rent one. Whether or not you can get a Bumblebee, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, good luck on that, if you're listening. Hope you are. Yeah, try Avis. Avis.com. Easy enough. Or just call your local Avis representative. Anybody has any insight on this that's done this before, even works at an Avis rental car rental place, give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, we've got a bunch more voicemails here, too. Do we want to read an email first before we can continue on here?
Yeah. Which one do you want to read here?
Yeah, let's read this one here.
This one right here? Yeah. Okay. All right. This comes from... This comes from Postal Dave.
Oh,
now, before I read this, I'm going to tell you right now.
And he sent pictures.
He sent pictures. And a nice, you know, studio photography picture of himself and the wifey.
Yeah.
And he's smiling from ear to ear. And from the picture, if I was in his shoes, yeah, I'd be smiling too, Dave. So Dave writes, "Hey, Jason and Chris, how do I change the picture on my profile? Oh, if you want to make your ignition hole look more appealing..." What? Okay.
Okay.
"Use the heavy-duty Velcro, the plastic loop side, not the fuzzy side, and cut it the size of a quarter and cut a little slit in the middle." What the hell? Okay. "It is self-adhesive and sticks right in the keyhole on the steering wheel. Looks great and doesn't look cheap like the factory." Oh, okay. "And like the factory aluminum."
Yeah.
"Waiting on the passport from the post office. Hope it does not get lost. Ha ha. Dave the postal guy and sexy wifey." You ain't kidding.
Cool, Dave.
So he's talking about the aluminum key cylinder,
right?
Which you put your key in when you go to start the damn car.
Yeah,
I agree. That thing gets gouged up pretty good from you putting your key in and out of there. And I was thinking, you know, could I make some smooth lock material and, you know, cover that up, make it look good? But he's got a good one. The heavy Velcro side of the plastic, you know, heavy duty Velcro plastic loop side. Good idea. I'm going to give it a try. I'll try not to get too excited while I'm making it, apparently, because there's some innuendo here. I know there is. It's kind of similar to the old two-buck trick. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, and GM did it on the 5th Gen. You don't have to do it. They already did it.
Yeah.
But previous vehicles, any vehicle, it works. Do a Google search for just like Camaro and two-buck trick, and it'll go to my old website, and I got a little cool tip I invented that apparently GM stole again. Thanks, GM. Chevrolet. You know... Like, if they rip off my die-cast cars, they rip off my cheap little rinky-dink, you know. Anyway. Dave, as always, thank you so much. Should we want to do the break for station identification here, and then we'll get on with the we'll just get on with it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We got another email here, don't we?
Yeah. This is email of the decade so far. I don't remember how many episodes it was ago.
But I think it was like two episodes ago. We were reading messages that people sent us through our app that we have in the iTunes store. You can send us a message right on your iPhone or iPod Touch with our app. And we had read one of his messages, and you said, "Who are you? You should email us more info."
Because he worked at the Van Nuys plant.
Right.
Well, he did. And his name is, if I say this right, and if I don't, please forgive me, but Candy Condi? It's C-A-N-D-E. I've never seen that name before. His forum username is Transformer with a 4, number 4.
Okay.
This is the email, and if you have a 92 Camaro, or you know anybody who has a 92 Camaro,
pay attention.
Regardless of that, the next time you see a 92 Camaro, you're going to want to know regarding what he said. Yeah. And he writes, "My name is Condi. A few weeks ago, I sent you a message about my first Camaro that I purchased after 51 years. I worked at the Van Nuys plant in California from 1979 to 1992 building Camaros and Firebirds. I retired from GM in 2006 working at the Saturn plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee. During your podcast reply, you asked how the building process has changed in all those years. In those early years, the process required a high level of manpower to complete tasks that are now automated with the use of robotics and technology. The system's processes are now producing a very high-quality car, and the employees have a feel of ownership in the final product. A great example is my 2010 Transformer Edition 2SS, 6-speed manual. I drive my Camaro about once a week when the weather allows. I was 19 years old when I started working for GM, and I never thought I would ever see 30 years. During that time, I've seen GM change for the better. I've worked on the assembly line as a repairman, a team leader, and a future project team member that traveled to Detroit and helped introduce the Saturn Ion model to Spring Hill. I could go on and telling you about what it's like to work producing GM products, but I would rather drive my Camaro that I waited 51 years to own."
Nice.
"Thank you for keeping me informed with your podcast." Here we go. "One little goodie in closing. When the final 1992 Z28 came through our department, all our team members signed the fuel tank heat shield prior to swinging the shield in place and bolting it up. Always wondered if that owner ever had to replace that fuel pump and found our signatures. The Camaro went to Canada. I went to Spring Hill, Tennessee."
Wow, that is cool.
So somewhere out there.
So somebody, and I just pulled it. Now, you said the last Z28.
That's right.
Okay, so in 1992, there was 46,182 V8 cars made.
That could be RS, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Does it? I don't think it. Let's see. Does it break it down by Z28? Let's see. Yes, it does. I wonder if it was a coupe or a convertible. If it was a coupe, there was 5,197 made. And if it was a convertible, there was 1,254. So out of maybe
6,000,
7,300 cars,
one of them.
The last one.
And I've never heard that this is sitting in a museum somewhere.
No.
You know, I've never seen a last third-gen Camaro. I've seen the last Camaro made before the fifth generation was developed. On my wish list of cars, a 92 Z28 is on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were almost as fast as LT1 Camaros the next year. They did well.
Oh, I know.
And I would love to have one. They were beautiful cars.
I like the little up-level spoiler that they had on the back.
And then that was, like, outrageous, you know, that style spoiler. You know, and then, geez, a few years later, the shopping cart handle spoilers were all the rage. I don't know why, but thank God that's over. But so I wonder if even Settlemyer knows about this. Somewhere there's a 92 Z28 with signatures all over the fuel tank heat shield.
Yeah.
And
from Van Nuys people who put the car together.
This is an incredible, incredible email. You know, I've never heard this before, and I've heard a lot of Camaro stuff over the years.
Yeah.
It shows that there was still some pride back then.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, back in 92.
Wow.
I want that car. I want that car. That's what I want. And I hope it's
the Z28.
And I hope it's black.
I hope it's still on the road somewhere.
Yeah, because for all we know,
it's been crushed or something.
For all we know, you're drinking Pepsi out of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh man,
that was cool.
We
got to
find this. Look. If Papa Romano, what's his name? The pizza dude, Papa John. If he found his old Camaro, we can find that. I want to know. Somebody tell me where the Camaro is. Find it.
Yeah.
Find it. I want it.
Wow.
And buy it for me. I can't afford it. I want it, but buy it for me. Mm. Thank you so much for that email. That's incredible.
Love it.
Man, somebody needs to find that car. All right. We got
ready,
about 10 minutes
for some
left.
More,
so
voicemails?
Let's squeeze them in while we can.
Okay. Let's see if we can rip them out here in rapid punch.
All right. Go. I said go, man. Come on.
Hey guys, Bear. I sent you guys a message through the iPhone app here just a second ago. But anyway, I'm halfway through the podcast. I'm getting steamed already because I even get freaking dealers telling me, "Oh, Z28's coming out," and I keep telling them, "Dude, it's not confirmed. It's coming out in whatever model year." And I'm thinking, "Oh, you guys are selling this stuff too?" I mean, personally, I almost take it personally. And I think I found another reason why I like listening to the podcast. This is inside information here, you know, only to a certain extent. I mean, Jason can only say certain things, but, yeah, you know, it kind of just dawned on me. It's like, you guys really have your foot in, you know, what's going on. And I really enjoy hearing this stuff. So, as always, guys, keep up the great work, and I'll try to straighten out as many Z28 fanboys out here as I can find. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to go plow some snow now again and sick. So, all right, later, guys.
Awesome to hear from you, Bear.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope the rumors and misunderstandings are found to be correct.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's not. And we're not about to cash in on a rumor and start
absolutely
spouting
not.
It off like it's, oh, this is the real deal. You know, when you read it here first, that means we firmly believe that it is not just an innuendo. So anyway, we got a whole previous episode dedicated to that. Bear, thanks for backing us up, buddy. Thanks for the call, as usual.
Ready for the next one?
Hit it.
Hey, guys. Kevin from North Carolina calling again. It's about 20 after 2. It's going to fire up the Firebird and let you guys hear what it sounds like. So I got a plan here is to go set the phone on my skateboard in between the exhaust pipes. And thank my parents again for letting me borrow the car. And hopefully the high gas bills are going to go down now. I'm not getting 10 miles per gallon. So heading outside. Let's see if this will work or not. You might want to cut your earphones down. It's kind of loud. Got some ice forming on the driveway and washing the car here. It's wearing shorts. Here we go. Guys, talk to you later.
That was pretty darn cool. I think that's the first time we've ever actually had someone call in starting their car on the phone.
This gives me a terrific idea for a contest.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We need to have an exhaust competition. Not only what sounds best, but what can be broadcasted, you know, because if you put it too close to the exhaust tip, it's just going to sound like somebody holding the phone in front of a fan or an explosion.
Yeah.
That's something to consider for the future, but for now, Kevin, that was great.
That was awesome. He actually left another message before that, and I think I actually accidentally deleted it, and he wanted the Firebird hat. He was calling in for the Firebird hat.
That's already gone. About. Yeah.
We gave that away like last week or the week before.
Yeah. So. I wish I had another one, buddy, because I would definitely give it to you. I'll go through my stuff, and if I have any more Firebird stuff, which I might very well indeed have some, because I got a lot of stuff over the years that I'm kind of migrating over to the podcast prize vault.
Yeah.
I'll let you know, man, because you deserve something. I wish I had something, but I'll stay in touch. And beautiful sounding car, man. Give us some more details. Give us a call back some other time and let us know the deals. Like I said, yeah. We don't know. We don't have them, do we?
No.
That wasn't the dude that won it, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Cool. We got time for...
We've got a couple more voicemails here. Right. How are we doing on time?
We got 4 minutes left, so...
Okay.
Hey, guys. Mudbone here. I hope you haven't recorded the podcast yet. It's Saturday night, but I felt so sorry for y'all last week. You didn't have any voicemails, and it just sounded like you were kind of lonely, so I thought I'd call in. Like you all know, there's not much going on. I am so sick of cold weather and rain, frozen rain and snow, and cars are sitting in the garage under a cover, but Mudbone Jr. today said that he saw a brand new fifth gen sitting down in town by the courthouse with snow and salt and crap all over it. Guy was a dedicated daily driver of his Camaro, and he got to hand it to him. Oh, and he says with an SS too. So anyway, we just wanted to call in and say hey, and hope everything is going on with you guys pretty well, and keep up the good work with the podcast. We'll be listening for you. Take care.
Mudbone.
Good to hear from Mudbone again. Yeah, I'm also sick of the weather.
Sounds
I'm
like
ready
you're
for spring.
Sick. It sounds like you're getting sick,
I'm
Chris.
Getting over being sick. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a weird thing today because it seemed like everywhere I went, I was surrounded by fourth-gen Camaros.
No way.
Yes.
They're starting to become few and far between.
I went to 7-Eleven. Two cars pull up on either side of me, a silver fourth gen and a red fourth gen. And then
wow.
I went down to the gas station or something. What pulls in behind me? A black fourth gen. And then I saw a red fifth gen on the road as well today, covered in salt, just like everything else is right now.
Yeah. I now work in downtown Detroit at the Renaissance Center, and I usually see one every day in downtown Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, and not in the Renaissance Center, which there are. Quite a few of them on display, including the
Neiman Marcus.
The Neiman Marcus Camaro, that's yeah. right. I want to get some really good photos of that because
cool.
I don't think there are any out there that are just really good that aren't like studio shots. I mean, real world shots. So we got another voicemail? Or
Last one,
okay.
Guys, Mudbone calling in. Man, I if you want, you can throw away my other message. This is just some great news. I've been away for a couple of days, and I haven't been able to get on the computer. And I've been browsing the site, and I went to the homepage, just like Jason says, and saw the news about the 2011 Pace car at the Indy 500. I'm just so excited about that car. That is so cool. I just can't wait to see one in real life, and that's some great news. I guess I should have seen it coming, but now I'm just going to go stare longingly at my CamaroZ28.com diecast Indy Pace car that's... sitting out in the garage, what I used to show with my car at the car shows. Great news. Thanks for posting that, Camaro Scotty. Good work, and can't wait to see it. Hang in there, guys. Bye.
Mudbone again! Well, before I get into the Department of Corrections, now, my diecast Series 2 is not an Indy Pace car. If you look at the side, it says CamaroZ28.com Pace car, because I didn't really want to it was ridiculous to get the licensing to use Indy.
Oh, I bet.
So I made it real close. Because CamaroZ28.com has never had a pace car of its own, to my knowledge.
That is correct.
So, Muddy, thank you for the phone call, man. The second one as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, glad you like it. And yeah, once again, shout out to Camaro Scotty for posting the good stuff.
Yeah. Man, a lot of voicemails this week.
Yep, and we're just tripping the 30-minute mark. We don't like to go too long because we know that people have about that for a drive into work, so... As much as we like to. Next week, are we going to be declaring a prize winner for the month of January? I believe
we still got a week to go here. Next week will be the 30th.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, well, so we still have one more week to people get their voicemails in
for
the month.
That's what I mean. And then next week we'll announce it, right?
No, it'll still,
Be... I had a long weekend.
It'll still be in January next week, yeah.
All right, but then we won't get any... Okay. I guess, you know, do we have some more app...
Yeah, we do. We'll save them for next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next week, so tune in and whatever else we got going on, Camaro News, and maybe somebody will find that 92.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out. Hopefully we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
See everybody.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182.
or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.